Contributing lives. I contribute. Making a contribution to your communities is a driving factor for a satisfying everyday life. People with disability must have equitable access to education, the economy, and civic life to be a part of policy and decision-making, and to have representation and recognition. We know that providing access to lifelong learning and education for people with disability is critical to enabling meaningful participation. People with disability participate in the economy as employees, employers, homeowners, renters, sellers, consumers, and investors, albeit at a significantly lower rate than people without disability. The lower rates of participation result in lower income and fewer opportunities to prosper for people with disability. Through our actions, we aim to increase the participation of people with disability in the economy, to increase the prosperity of all Victorians. Inclusive education. We are leading an inclusive education reform agenda. The agenda builds on the Special Needs Plan for Victorian Government Schools and will deliver the recommendations from the review of the Program for Students with Disabilities. In February 2017, a new Inclusive Education Professional Practice Branch was established in the Department of Education and Training, Victoria. The branch is dedicated to building the workforce's capacity to deliver best practice inclusive education. In 2017, we worked with experts and stakeholders on a strategy to improve outcomes for students with learning difficulties such as dyslexia, which has resulted in a training program for school-based staff on understanding and responding to the needs of students with learning difficulties. In December 2017, we released a new inclusive education policy for students with disability and additional needs. The policy articulates a definition and vision of inclusive education for all Victorian government schools that is based on respect, diversity, and adopting a personalised and strengths-based approach to supporting students with disability and additional needs. Coburg High School continued to build on its work with the ICAN network, an organisation that empowers people on the autism spectrum. Selected as one of three Victorian government schools to trial the ICAN school pilot program in 2016, Coburg High started the program with six students participating in fortnightly sessions with a mentor. In 2017, stage two of the program focused on developing leadership skills, emotional intelligence, and training to become a mentor. One participating student who experienced significant anxiety and was becoming increasingly disengaged from school was able to provide an entertaining presentation on his favourite topic, soccer, at the conclusion of stage two of the program. A quote from a Coburg High School student and ICAN participant. I like how I get to meet and talk to other people who are also on the spectrum. I enjoy learning and practicing overcoming some of the disadvantages of being on the spectrum. The people at ICAN are very nice and caring and understand us unlike other people. I really enjoy the ICAN network. It's already helping me through tons of problems. End quote. The Department of Education and Training is committed to its funding involvement with the ICAN network mentoring program at a number of mainstream government secondary schools. Employment. The Every Opportunity Economic Participation Plan 2018-2020 was launched in February 2018. Actions reflect the following key themes: improving educational pathways, leading through the public sector, community organisations and business community partnerships, supporting people with disability to run their own business. Funding of $2.655 million has been allocated through the 2016-2017 and 2017-2018 state budgets to support the first tranche of activity in the plan. Open for Business is a collaborative regional project delivered by rural and deaf access workers in the Wimmera and Grampians region from the Building Inclusive Communities program. A key objective of this project is to improve access to and within businesses for people with disability, enabling increased participation in their communities. The project engages the businesses sector to create awareness of the value of being accessible to the whole community. Increased awareness will provide opportunities for positive change, including better income for business, better inclusion for all, and reduced barriers that may increase employment opportunities for people of all abilities. Toowong Shire Council produced a short video titled My Life, My Disability to raise awareness of and attract funding to the rural township of Corryong and other villages in the Shire. The 22-minute video was produced in partnership with Corryong Secondary College, Media King and Upper Murray Health and Community Services, with funding from the Department of Health and Human Services Building Inclusive Communities Program. It includes interviews by school students with individuals and families who share their personal experiences with disability in a remote community and their need for continuous support. The project enabled Toowong Shire, where 32.7% of residents are living with disability, to have a voice. It also provides a valuable resource for businesses and other parts of the community to raise awareness of the struggles and presence of disability in Corryong and across the Shire. To view the video, search My Life, My Disability on YouTube. A quote from a parent of video participant. Tyrell has had a lot of strangers approach him in the street and tell him how moving and inspiring it was to hear his story. A quote from Boss family member. You can bottle things up and finally let it out, thinking it will make a difference. But did it? Who really knows? That is your choice. All I know is that it made a difference to me and my family, and that is all that truly matters. End quotes. Voice and leadership. We are running two distinct initiatives to encourage people with disability to lead and contribute to public debate and to influence change within their communities and government. Scholarships will be offered in 2017 to 2018 for the following programs. The Mainstream Disability Leadership Program, with Leadership Victoria and the Disability Leadership Institute, has offered places to 51 people with disability in a range of open enrolment leadership programs. Program participants will also be designing and delivering a leadership forum in May 2018. The Specialised Voice at the Table project has been developed with the Self-Advocacy Resource Unit. In 2016 to 2017, the Victorian Disability Advisory Council worked to increase its reach, capacity and profile by formulating an 18-month work plan aligned to the Absolutely Everyone Outcomes framework and its own strategic priorities, initiating a collaboration with the Victorian Government to explore using the standard disability identifier in mainstream services, contributing to cross-government dialogue through the Interdepartmental Committee on Disability. The Victorian State Budget 2016 to 2017 allocated $465,000 to civic participation initiatives. Creative industries. A key action area of the Creative Industry Strategy, Creative State, released in 2016 was increasing participation and access. Initiatives taken within this action area include the following. Into the Limelight, a partnership project between Pran Mission, the University of Melbourne, and the Department of Health and Human Services, was launched in 2016 to 2017. It demonstrates the benefits of participation in creative arts on the health and well-being of people with serious mental illness. From the 1st of January 2017, Arts Access Victoria, Back-to-Back Theatre and Raucous Theatre Company received additional recurrent funding through Creative Victoria's organisation's investment program. A quote from Bandmates participant. Bandmates will fulfil my dreams. I've always wanted to see the darkness at least once because they are on my bucket list. Bandmates gets me out of my house and meeting new people, which would never otherwise happen. End quote. The Open Your Eyes Disability Awareness Training offers specialist industry development to venue owners, managers, staff and security to create inclusive and enjoyable experiences. Launched in August 2017 and delivered by Arts Access Victoria, this industry development training is creative and challenging. It lifts the lid on inclusion in a way that is contemporary, bold, and practical. The program equips participants with practical strategies, tools, and resources, as well as confidence about the change they can make in their workplaces. Bandmates Victoria matches volunteers and music lovers with disability and/or mental health issues, supporting them to experience Victoria's live music scene and make new social connections. Bandmates Victoria provides an opportunity for people living with disability to attend live music venues with like-minded people. This program is a partnership between Arts Access Victoria and the City of Maribyrnong and is supported by Music Victoria, Vic Health, the City of Darebin, the City of Melbourne, Moreland City Council, the City of Port Phillip and the City of Yarra. NDIS participation. We advocated for representation of people with disability to inform the ongoing NDIS governance, transition and future policy development. We nominated qualified Victorians with disabilities as suitable candidates for positions on the NDIA board or the NDIS Independent Advisory Council. In June 2017, the Federal Minister for Social Services, the Honourable Christian Porter, announced the new Independent Advisory Council members, which included Dr. Jerry Norton, Leah Van Poppel, and Professor Rhonda Galbally from Victoria. The NDIS Implementation Task Force is a forum for people with disability and other key stakeholders to work closely with the Victorian Government on the NDIS implementation. It includes people with disability and their advocates, Victorian Government ministers, the NDIA, and organisations representing the views of carers, unions, and service providers. The task force has 6 working groups to allow more detailed consideration of specific issues identified as priorities for successfully implementing the NDIS. Key issues considered by the task force in 2017 include additional transition supports required for participants with complex needs, the Rights in Specialist Disability Accommodation legislative review, and the NDIA's independent pricing review. The task force also considered the Productivity Commission's review into NDIS costs and the Commonwealth's quality and safeguarding legislation.